Staroslovenskom galériu vypravila dvojica kurátorov Ivana Komarická a
We have now returned in time to join a commented walk opened by the director of the Central Slovak Gallery, Maroš Rovňa. The exhibition is, according to its curators, the first major display of contemporary abstract art in Slovakia. Co-curator Peter Cábocký.
Of course, there are artists in Slovakia who are having exhibitions and who work in abstract art, but compared to any other major cities in the West where there are major exhibitions dedicated to abstract art, it's very underrepresented. But also one of the reasons it's underrepresented because many people are afraid of abstract art.
Why should they come to see this exhibition if they don't understand abstract art, and what should be the point for the viewer to see it?
Somewhere in between the lines, we are trying to say that don't be afraid of abstract art, just look at it and just appreciate it. And it's very visual. This exhibition is quite visual and quite aesthetic, I think.
Toto abstraktné umenie je pre mňa ťažko vnímateľné.
This abstract art is hard to perceive for me, but I know from art theory that artists do not explain abstract art, so I try to see some harmony, although it's difficult for me to find it here. And though this is interesting, I prefer harmonic things.
Málo kedy sa stane, že je tu nejaké abstraktné umenie.
It is not that often that an abstract art exhibition is on display here. I wanted to see who the representatives of contemporary Slovak abstract art are and what it is like.
Je zaujímavé hlavne to, že abstrakcia poskytuje priestor.
For me, it is important that it makes you think. It gives you the possibility to impose your ideas of the world in the artwork themselves. This way you can understand abstract art.
So the performer put now a blue paint in the thing. He's melting. There are shoes all around. Old shoes thrown away. Now he takes the pot as a bucket of water and pours the blue paint in the shoe, putting the shoe in the water. And suddenly there are some crystals coming out of the shoe, blue crystals. So I'll touch it too. It's a wax colored with paint poured into a shoe. Exhibiting are not only Slovak artists living in Slovakia and abroad, but also artists from abroad, like the Czech performer Lukáš Hofmann, Belgian artist Givan Bela, or Rasmus Nilausen from Denmark. The visitors had the opportunity to see the displayed exhibits and also to speak to the Slovak artists Maroš Kontroš or Martin Hreha themselves.
My official name is Ondrej Zoričák, but I exhibit under my artistic name, which is Andy Zorino, and it's kind of like simplified name of my origin.
Is it also a piece of art?
Kind of. I try to minimalize everything in my life. I try to do minimalistic art, and I live very minimalistically. That's why I simplified my name.
May I ask you, what are you doing here?
I'm here with my girlfriend because she exhibits, Priscilla Hasenböhler, just her company.
What do you think about the abstract art as such?
As such? Well, I think it's like figurative art too, or any kind of art. There are strong things and less strong things. It hits you in the moment you see it. It strikes you or it doesn't strike you, if there's something inside or not.
Where do you come from?
Yeah, I come originally from Switzerland, but I live in Vienna.
We're standing in a very, in a way, striking picture in front of it. Yeah. What is on this picture? Can you describe the image?
Yeah, it's a harmless studio situation. Somebody's working and it's an accident happening. I think that the shadow of those objects standing around is throwing a Hakenkreuz at the canvas.
Do you find it striking?
This one, yes, because I find it kind of peculiar, strange. The first thing you see is the Hakenkreuz, and you think, okay, it's a kind of a Hakenkreuz provocation that you often see or they have often seen, and then it's how the Hakenkreuz evokes is the special thing. And it's a riddle in the picture, and I can look at it and question myself, what's happening here? And that's striking in a way, yeah.
The swastika shadow on the wall is striking even more as it is hanging in the town, which is the seat of the county run by Marian Kotleba, the leader of the far-right extremist party that even the Slovak president Andrej Kiska calls a fascist party. The artists Julia Griboš and Barbora Zentková were firm about their decision of displaying this in situ artwork exactly in the town of Banská Bystrica. Co-curator of the exhibition Ivana Komanická comments.
They made a kind of work of art in the studio and they comment on the situation from what we can say is the safety or the safe place of the art. Showing swastika, I mean, in a print or drawing of swastika is against the law in Slovakia. So as soon as you take it out from the studio and you show it in public place, then this can be a problem. Of course, there are some subtleties, the way it's executed as a kind of shadow of the object which is created from the trash that they found in the studio. So it's kind of very trashy and very banal in a way. The swastika really appears just from one angle when there is a light coming through this object. You see this kind of sign only just under certain perspective, under some kind of light.
The swastika shadow on the studio wall is a rather concrete object in an exhibition presenting contemporary abstract art. Its co-curator Ivana Komanická, however, explains.
What we wanted to do with this exhibition was to show contemporary abstract art, which merges first with other media, second with other kinds of art, like, for example, conceptual art or political art, and also how it works on this idea of purity. In contemporary abstract painting, you've got something like bad painting, or in sculpture, you would have bad sculpture. So you would have this work with this kind of impurity somehow. So this is a context of how to show contemporaneity in abstraction today.
This major exhibition on contemporary abstract art has changed several times by now. The last reinstallation took place this week. Co-curator Peter Cábocký explains why they decided with Ivana Komanická to use this unusual form of display.
There are quite a lot of artists in this exhibition and the space is limited. So we wanted to show everybody, but we weren't able to show it in one place and one time. That's one reason, and the other reason is because of context. We wanted to show one artist in context of the other one in different times.